Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Hey, Catherine. My name is David. I've been getting my website set up and everything. Been in the process.
Yeah.
I'm getting verified. Is there anyone I could talk to see just what I'm missing? And I know we've been communicating through emails and texts, but I just wanted to see if I could, if anybody's available to go over just a couple things so that I can understand what I need to get to them.
Not a problem. Let me just pull up your account. Can I get your business phone number?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, your business phone number.
Oh, my bad. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were looking for
okay.
it. 559-390-1929.
All right, and your business name?
Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me just take a look into your account, okay? I'll just go over your account
okay.
real quick, and then we'll go over what are the necessary information they're currently missing. Okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, thank you so much for staying on the line, David. So I looked into your account here, and first thing is that you would need to complete the video verification. So this is for the Google Business Profile. Have you tried doing that? Or were there attempts, or how's it going?
No, that's, yeah, so... I have a vehicle that I use. They want to use my vehicle. I mean, it's a Toyota Tacoma. I mean, it's a nice vehicle. It doesn't have the business name on it at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, do they still want that? Or what is, I'm not familiar with what, it's not a company vehicle yet. I don't have the signs on it yet. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you do not, you're just working like with your vehicle, you don't have a physical location, is that what you mean?
Well, no, I mean, I'm working out of my home, but what I'm saying is I don't have like a company vehicle that has Fire and Ice over it and everything. It's like I said, I'm just getting started. I don't have it wrapped or anything, that's what I'm saying. So what it looked like, the video sample was like, oh, you know, your company vehicle, like, you know, Allbritton Heating and Air, and it's all, you know, it's all painted and wrapped and everything, and, like, they want me to do that for Fire and Ice. Like I said, I don't have a wrapped vehicle is what I'm trying to say. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
Do they just want my work truck that I, like I said, my Toyota Tacoma? it's a nice red one. I mean, do they just want that? It's not going to say fire and ice on it. That's my question
but
to you.
It's actually not necessary for you to have, for you to have your logo, your business name on your work legal. For you to complete the video verification, what is important is actually you do have business documents reflecting the business name and the address we're trying to verify it to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand why they wanted the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I wasn't understanding that.
They wanted the vehicle, or do you mean?
They wanted the picture of the vehicle. Like, you know, getting out of your vehicle. I'm trying to understand what their purpose, what were they trying to get out of that video verification? I'm not understanding it. Like, is it for the, you know, I just don't understand. And you understand my question or no?
Okay. You don't understand why on the steps it's asking for it. Am I correct?
Yes. I don't understand what they're, you know, what they're looking for as far as my vehicle. Like I said, because like I said, the example they gave was a company vehicle. And
yes,
so that's why, if I don't have that, do you still need that?
That's a very good question. Well, actually, that would be partly a yes and partly a no. We need for you to have a work vehicle. But the work vehicle doesn't necessarily have to be covered by a logo or anything. As long as that is the vehicle that you use to work and it's registered under your name, then that's all good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So you can definitely complete the video verification as soon as you can. You can start off showing your license plate and then walk through a vehicle, get inside the vehicle, show the speedometer, show the dashboard, and then you can start introducing your tools, your documents from there.
Okay. And is that all going to be put on the website, or what's all that going to be? That's just more of a verification?
Mm-hmm.
What's that for?
Okay. Now, the verification is actually for your business to be listed on Google. If you do wish to be listed on Google, so a potential customer can pull up your business and they do a search, then that would be this verification. Okay, this verification is a process of Google that would allow them to verify that business is still ongoing and for them to show your business prominently in the map and search results.
Okay. All right. And I sent a text, maybe they haven't seen it yet, which is fine, in my about, it talks a little bit about my company history. One of the dates is wrong as far as when I started my company. So I don't know if I talked to you about that or just.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says since 1995, and that must be a typo, or
I did see that on your text message too.
Okay.
You mentioned you started 1995. I mean, started 2005, but on the website it does say 1995. Let me confirm that instead. Okay. Well, that's weird. I think it must have been a miscommunication when you had your onboarding.
It probably was when we were talking. Yeah, that's all it was.
The onboarding specialist might have heard it differently. You know, you meant 2005, but then you may have heard it 1995 or anything. But no worries, we'll get that updated to the correct one. Okay.
And then as of the image that I uploaded, they have a little small corner. That's they couldn't make that any bigger, or that's probably as big as they can get because it just seems like real small.
And you're referring, is that on the website too?
Yeah, it's on the website.
Okay, let me take a look at your website.
Okay.
Okay. And you're specifically.
I know they had asked.
Go ahead.
So when you're on the home page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, did you say gallery?
Oh, you mentioned home page. Okay. No worries. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, what is...
So, I know the homepage right there where it says Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning Art, and it has the slogan. Can you see that right there?
Yeah.
Or hot and cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I know that's just a generic picture. I was wondering, is there any way we could make that first with that image as either the background or if that would be too much? Because I know when she asked me, do you want that...
Mm-hmm.
As a this, or, and I didn't really understand, you know, what they were asking me, what the options were, because they're like, do you want that as a piece,
okay,
or do you want that as a main thing? And because I couldn't see what it would actually look like when it was done, so I wouldn't know if there was another option to have that image, maybe as instead of that generic dude that I don't know in the background, maybe have that in the background with all the options and drop downs right there.
Yes, well, definitely that is something that we can change. We can actually even change it to your preferred image. Do you have any image that you wish to be put on there?
Well, just that one. I mean, I have, like I said, I had a business card too.
Yep, we did receive your business card, though. It was really good. I like the color. The fire and eyes side by side, so. Yep. But what I'm trying to say is that you wanted a different image on the home.
Hang on one second. I apologize. My mom is texting me.
Okay.
She needed something, and I feel bad. Hang on. I'm going to tell her I'm on the phone, and I'll be in a minute. Okay, I apologize about that. She had a little bit of an emergency. Okay, I apologize. What were you saying?
It's okay. Yeah, I wanted to confirm you wanted to change the image on the homepage.
Yeah, just that one.
Or is there any, do you have a preferred image we can use?
Let me see. Let me send this one. I think I sent that one.
All right. Well, my apologies, David. Would you mind if you stay on the line for like a minute or two?
Go ahead.
I need to fix on something. I'll get back.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hold on.
No problem. What? Yeah, you weren't supposed to. No, why'd you take that off?
Mommy, take it off. No, that hurt.
I know, you weren't supposed to take it off. You need another one on there. Okay, you just need one on there.
Yeah. No.
Who took a band-aid off my baby?
Mommy!
You took the band-aid off my baby?
Yeah.
It hurts him now.
It hurts now! Daddy, I'm bad.
Hey. Calm down. Hold on, be quiet. I'm gonna get
Hello,
you a band-aid.
David?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Is there anything wrong with your band-aid?
My little guy. He wants a band-aid. No, he has a little knee, a thing on his knee and he took it off.
Oh, and then it's bleeding?
Well, no, it's not bleeding. It's just, you know, it's like not covered, so it's kind of weird.
Okay.
So he's like, I want another band-aid.
Yeah. All right, I thought it was okay, but yes, going back. So you were talking about your homepage, the website homepage, and
yeah.
That you wanted to change it to another picture. Again, if you do have anything that you prefer that we use, please send it our way. If not, then we'll let our team decide as to what
okay.
We can change.
Get that.
Okay.
I can maybe increase that one. You know, yeah, the one that I have. You know.
Yes. I mean, you,
yeah,
the
so,
one
yeah.
On the homepage? You just want it to
if
zoom it
in? Could, just a little bit bigger. Yeah, because it's kind of small on the thing, and I'm like, I wanted to see how that would maybe look if it...
Where are you looking at the website? On your phone?
Well, just a very... See, I'm on my website on a computer. So I'm at the very top where it says fire and ice, heating and air conditioning, hot or cold,
okay.
Our service is gold. And in the background, it just has a guy working on a little mini split. I don't know if that's what you're looking at. Are we looking at the same thing?
Okay, yep. I see that. Yes.
So then it has all the drop downs: home, service, about, gallery, booking, contact.
Mm-hmm.
So all that can
correct.
Stay the same. And then on the top left corner is my image. That's kind of something that I have on my card. So my
oh, that's
I was
the
just
one that you want
if,
to make a little bigger.
Yeah.
Not the home
right, I was wondering if
okay.
That. Yeah, I'm wondering if that was on the background. You know, and then. All the drop downs, you know, being on top of that
mm-hmm.
would stand out a little bit more as opposed to just that random guy right there. But I mean, like I said, it doesn't look bad. I'm just wondering if there's an option to do that, you know what I mean? Somehow. Because then fire and ice is all, it's just kind of all in, it's all white and no color.
Mm-hmm.
And so. Oh, and like I said, I know it's all real, real new, so that, you know, there's some tweaks that we can do to it. So I was just curious on if there's something that we could do. I think that if we can grab that, I mean, I don't know if we need a different PDF of that or whoever does the design work, if they can't grab it off that image that I gave them, I might need to send a different,
okay.
Different format. All right.
So not really using a white background to it. You just wanted to, like, use the image and then put it in that section?
Yeah, yeah.
Make it
the main
camouflage,
header.
Right? Or just really, you want it as a header? Or how do you wish to make it?
Yeah, kind of like as the background. Similar, you know, and then maybe have the drop down just as if that image is in the background.
Yeah, like
then have the drop downs maybe.
You want to camouflage it?
Yeah,
too?
Is that what you call it? Yeah, I guess.
Like
yeah.
The color adapting to the color of the homepage? Is that what you want to happen?
Pretty much. Yeah. Well, imagine if you just put that whole image there. Instead of that picture of that guy, that image there, and then have all the drop downs coming off of it. So, you know what I mean? Maybe,
mm-hmm.
if that image in the corner was the main picture there, and then all the drop downs coming off of it, contact us, you know, home service on top of that image. To me, it seemed like that would stand out a little bit more. You know, and then you'd have the fire and the ice, you know, a little ice cube with the fire and, you know, in the background.
Okay.
So in other words, like if you were to switch out the pictures, you got the image of the guy doing work for that mm-hmm. image in the background, and then make everything else work with it. Obviously,
okay.
We'd have to probably maybe change the color of the page downs of the home, service, about, gallery, because, you know, that's all I was just thinking of something
well,
in that.
Here's
that
why. I mean, do you have any other edits of the website or something? Or is it just that? Because this is what I would recommend we do instead, David, just so we can achieve the website that you prefer. And also at the same time, you would have enough time to go over the website, see the edits you want to do, relay
yeah.
and prefer this to be relayed better towards the website team. They do not want to miss out on anything that you've mentioned. I wanted to make sure that all those edits you wish to happens on your website. How about we schedule you a call with our website team so you get to speak with them directly,
yeah.
tell them what you prefer,
okay.
and they can nail it for you, okay, rather than me
yeah.
relaying the information because I might be missing something, and
right.
I do not want to do that. You may end up, you know, you may end up having to give us a call again because what I relate to them is lacking like a single color, a single text, a single image. So
yeah.
Let's get
no, that's good.
Then, okay.
Okay.
So I'll let you speak with them so you'd be able to discuss from there. Do you have any preferred time I can get you scheduled for them tomorrow?
Yeah, earlier between, you know, 9 and 10, something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yep, I think I can get you at 9. I'm sorry, you're in
okay.
Pacific time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep, I can get you at 9. Let's see here.
Okay.
All right, yep, I have secured a booking for you at 9 a.m. tomorrow with our
okay.
website team. So keep your lines open.
Okay.
Part of our website team is going to get in touch with you to go over the necessary
okay.
edits that you wish to be happening on your website. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
I
would
that.
Just
yeah,
say
yeah,
that
yeah,
would
that.
Be a lot better because
yeah.
right now I was listening to it and I just really wanted to make sure I become very careful because I like that you're very specific about what you want to happen and what you want your website to look like. And with that,
yeah.
that would be the best that I can provide you to get you speak to a website team directly so that they can catch the exact information or exact style and layout that you wish to happen on your website.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Expect your call with them tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific time. But you mentioned you also wanted to go over a lot of information. So we're done discussing the Google Business Profile verification earlier. Again, what's important for that one, David, is to make sure you show a business you actually show a business document that would reflect the business name and the address that you're trying to verify it to. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
but other than that, what other concerns do you have, though?
No, that was it. Just some of the things that what they were needing to continue to get me Google verified and then
mm-hmm.
What was missing. And
okay. Now.
And also, I don't know if you know, it was asking about being registered with the state. I don't know
yeah.
if that was an issue or not. Because.
Very question.
Well, because I tried to, and it says a sole proprietor doesn't need to, but only an LLC or a corporation needs to register with the state. So I was just wondering if they still needed that, but it's not that big of an issue. But
okay. Well, I'm thinking that is needed towards the Google Verified program because that is one more thing that I need to discuss with you as far as what I do see here. There are quite a number of documents pending from you. So we've got license, your business license. The Google Business Profile, it just says here, it requires attention and we're working on it because you will be completing the video verification. So that should be good. Okay. And then also at the same time, we need a certificate of insurance. License and certificate of insurance. That's what I do need here for us to move forward to the Google Verify program.
Yeah. Now, I submitted the license on the verified application, and I put a copy of the business license. That didn't go through?
Well, did you just complete the application, or was
it? I did it last.
For a few days
no,
ago?
It was a few days ago. It was a few days ago.
Okay, let me see.
But and then I sent over a copy of the insurance certificate,
mm-hmm.
and I received an email that they're like, "Do you want me to post it on the website or keep it on file?" And I said, "Keep it on file." So that's the thing that I was calling to make sure that they got that. But.
Okay. Yeah. So for that one, David, I do not have the information yet that the document you uploaded or like the application form has already been received. I do not have that information yet right now, but I'll be able to verify it with our Google Verify team. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to go ahead and reach out and see if they would be able to check or at least confirm if that they received it. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just trying to verify. I can send you a text if you want to, David, once I do get a confirmation from our Google Verify team regarding the application.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me.
All right. No, yeah. Bless you. Thank you. But yes, going down. Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry, I just coughing trying to get cleared out.
No worries. But yes, going back, once I get a confirmation from our team that the application is not yet received or anything, I'll make sure I send you a new one. Okay?
Okay.
So okay. Just so you'd be able to complete the video, the Google Verify program verification. And then
okay.
Anything else, because I see here, and then from there, once I do know the application, I'll be able to confirm if you are still needing those documents, or, because usually I do know that under the application, you're able to upload documents, so I was thinking you may have, I would say, input or uploaded the needed documents, but we'll definitely see, because at any point that we do see anything lacking for the Google Verify program, we will be getting in touch with
you.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. But anything else?
No, that's it for now. I think that I'm going to get working on that and
okay.
Go from there.
All right. Sure. Yeah. Well, we'll definitely do take care of it from here again. To summarize, we'll update the year. We'll change 1995 to 2005. We'll also update you about the Google Verified application form once it's completed. And then also at the same time, please do not forget your call tomorrow with our website team at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate
all
that.
All right. Well, thank you so much as well, David. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.